left. Only a master of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Half Past Sheep podcast.
It's your boys, Mike and Frank. Frank and Mike.
We're back for another great episode. We got a lot of great shit to talk about.
Grand episode.
Grand indeed. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a little preview of what we're going to talk about, some topics. So we're obviously going to cover breaking news, the new Bad Batch TV show.
True.
So we're going to be covering that for sure. And then we're going to talk about recently watched for the first time the Ultimate Edition of Batman vs. Superman.
Way better.
As we have been shitting on the original version for fucking this entire podcast, which well deserved, but we watched the...
Spoiler alert, Zack Snyder. We owe Zack Snyder an apology.
Well, we don't... Not we do fully. For his full vision that we got. Whatever, yes. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last topic would be our top five, favorite... fictional characters. So that could be like Star Wars, fucking
everything. Anything
book, Harry Potter,
if it doesn't
anime,
exist, it's in the top.
Dragon Ball Z, fucking Batman.
Whoa, Dragon Ball Z exists, bros. How dare you?
Whoa.
Aliens exist. Idiot.
Anyways.
We also might talk a little bit about D&D, possibly.
Yeah,
since
we've
been a little bit
we'll probably
into
talk about
shit.
That first, but. How are you? How you feeling?
I am sunburnt to shit, but besides that, I'm grand.
Oh, grand! Twice in 2 minutes.
Excuse me, a minute and a half, bitch.
Great start.
Besides that, I've been working like fucking 50 hours this week, but getting that overtime,
getting that bread, home.
Oh, I don't know how that works with my hazard pay.
Oh,
but hopefully
shit.
It's time and a half on top of that.
Let's get it. I will say Eugene is fucking here, pimped out. Eugene just came straight out of the right after fucking last week's episode. He hit up the tattoo parlor. He got a half past she faux life on his chest
because he's cultured
with number 4 in the middle, and then he got a no regrets tattoo on his left oblique. So.
Oh, digging on the fucking medical terms.
Oh, this is what I think it is. It's like the side of your stomach.
I would have just said on like the left side of his stomach. You're like, the left oblique.
Whatever, you fucking pussy. He's also got a hot, steamy Marlboro cig in his mouth.
Oh.
And
okay.
He's got...
Sponsored?
Sponsored? Smoke these cigarettes and they make you young.
Oh my god. That's actually sadly how it used to be. They'd be like, only cool cowboys smoke cigarettes. You're like, I want to be though.
Yeah, right? he's pimped out right now. He had a glow
fucking
up for
gold
sure.
Ass. Bro, yeah. He's the greatest glow up of quarantine.
He's got a solid, he's got a solid gold chain. If you want to check out what he looks like, hit up the Half Past Sheep podcast. Half Past Sheep podcast on Instagram, yeah. I was about to say, is it just Half Past Sheep? Half Past Sheep podcast on Instagram. Hit it up. We got a nice pic of Eugene's transformation. He's been working out. He's got nice nips going on.
He been working out? Should we like... I'm sorry. Should we contour his abs more?
You know, that's a thought.
That's a thought.
It's a very good thought. Maybe he'll go through a sex change or something like that.
Oh, Eugenia.
Some character development?
Redemption
Is that a
arc?
Character? What am I talking about? Eugene? I'm so sorry.
Sorry, sir. He's, I don't know what I was about to say. I'm
just probably some joke we shouldn't say.
Probably some cringy-ass joke that would have ruined this whole thing. Continue.
Yeah. But yeah, Michael's been getting that bread.
I was
going to
go
get
those
it.
Bread. Hey, we did get Japanese bread from the last
we
time
did
you guys
go.
Went.
Yeah, I did go to the Japanese market
since
again.
Since I was working so fucking much this week.
Yeah, but I mean.
Dude, Crust's Japanese bread is fucking wonderful.
See, I like thick, like hard, not hard bread, but like,
you like
I like toast.
Thick and hard?
Oh. I don't like.
You like the Texas toast.
Well,
shit, right?
I don't like I never. If I'm gonna make a sandwich, I'm gonna fucking toast the bread. I'm
right.
Not gonna like toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's just because it's just like no crust, just and it's so soft and delicious.
Like maybe I'll get a peanut butter sandwich like the.
That would be good. Actually,
my favorite are the soft like packs with the jelly.
The Schmuckers, or where the fuck it is.
Yes.
Mmm. Now I'm getting really hungry right now.
getting them tacos later. Gonna play some D&D. Ooh,
D&Dizzle.
Some Suntory, maybe?
Oh. Dude, Blackjack Cola from Jack Daniels is fucking delicious. Maybe we'll get some of those, have some tacos. Whoa. We're getting into D&D. We got our friend Nicole that we've talked about before. She's gonna come over, teach us some shit about it.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little...
I mean, teach us. We're already a master.
Yeah, for sure. You
know. We've been reading it for at least 24 hours, so we already know everything about it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've honestly been reading a lot about it, and I know quite a bit about my race, the drow or whatever the fuck the drow. Called. I keep wanting to call them Dunmer.
Yeah, I know. Literally, when you
said Which drow was like, oh, so, such a better name than Dunmer.
Yeah. I mean,
Dunmer, it's because... Of, you oh. fucking dummy.
Because they're going by Myrrh. Like, that was their whole thing was Myrrh, because Altmer, Falmer, like Dunmer. I think that's kind of fine, because Myrrh is supposed to be like
It was elf too kind of elf-centric. Thing. Like, the elves were like everything. Like, in this, there's so many different races, which is so
beautiful. I mean, there are other races in Skyrim, but it's all... Or, excuse me, Elder Scrolls. Tamriel. It's just all in different continents.
D&D is where it's at, bro.
D&Dizzle, bro. Basically, I'm gonna stop saying that. I'm sorry. D&Dizzle, my homes.
I think that's the first time you said it in this recording because we've had like.
No,
cut,
I've
like,
already said. Okay, it. You missed me saying it before. I think that was like the third or fourth time I've said it. Yes, we've had to cut this multiple times.
Yeah, obviously.
First off, Frank forgot fucking Eugene, and that was a sin on Earth.
Anyways, regardless. Oh. I've just been chilling, not really doing much.
You're chilling like a villain, bro? You're like, fuck, I already studied, now what I gotta do? Beat my meat. Nothing else.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing my ground beef out of my fridge and just smacking it with a wooden mallet. The beat stick. Throwback to episode 20.
What?
The beat stick.
Was that in episode 20?
Yeah, just, I don't
Is
know.
Is that where we were talking about the fucking,
No,
the,
we
the,
had an the, actual the, beat stick out.
Was that that episode?
Yes.
We had Lucy? Lucille?
What?
I don't know, that's my name for the beat stick. It changes every time I talk about it.
What the
it.
Fuck? You want to know something 20, I have been doing?
What?
I, well,
oh, you put your books in the box.
I did. I wasn't going to bring that up, but I bought a box for my comics.
Yeah, that's fucking nerd bought a box. Just get a different fucking box.
Well, you gotta get the certain one so they don't get, like, injured and shit.
Injured.
Whatever, like...
Don't want to injure my books! Nah, I feel that, though. That's true. They're thin, fragile pieces of art.
So I'm currently have, like, a certain reading order of what I'm trying to read, and it's like, there's a lot of shit that I'm... No, not that. I'm not gonna talk about that.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of was I made a reading list from like starting with Crisis on Infinite Earths all the way down to current shit, but pretty much what I'm reading now is I'm reading from the New 52 Batman all the way till current, so that includes all of Rebirth and all that, which I've already read most of the New 52. I've read all the New 52.
Oh, is that with Drake?
Drake is in the Young Justice book, which we don't have to talk about. I did make a Reddit. I'm doing Drake. Reddit now.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I've been posting, like, edits of terrible designs people make, and I make them better, post them, people, like, we love them. Anyways.
I'm sorry, Drake was just so heinous not to bring up. That was fucking terrible. Yeah. When you showed me that, I wanted to cry. I was like,
yeah,
oh, look how they
massacred
that
boy. My boy, Tim Drake. He was amazing. I loved him as Red Robin. A lot of people hated the New 52 version, but I loved him. And then they basically... turned to his Red Robin. The Rebirth Red Robin looked a lot like the Robin costume with two R's. It was kind of dumb, but looked really cool. The two R's was kind of dumb.
Is it the one he had the wings?
No, the wings was the New 52, which a lot of people hated. And then they made like a green and red, like it looked like a Robin costume, but it said RR for Red Robin. It was cool, it was fine. But then they went ahead and made him Robin again, just a normal Robin costume, then Drake. So they fucked
him. Should go by your real name, Robin.
Yeah,
should go by your real name, Drake.
Such a stupid
God's plan.
Brown. It's so stupid, but
and his then, costume was the worst.
Fucking along with all right, yeah, it's fucking terrible. Along with the Batman, I'm reading Nightwing from New 52 to current, so like Rebirth and all that. He has this book called Grayson during the New 52 to Rebirth. Reading that, and then the third thing I'm reading is from DC Metal to Death Metal.
Right.
So like I've had to read Scott Snyder's entire Justice League run, which that's what I've been trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a bunch of other books like Batman Who Laughs and Year of the Villain, Hell Arisen, and stuff like that. But what the thing with his Justice League is I'm not going to buy it because I'm trying to save money. So I've been like watching videos on it, and I've been like just writing notes on paper because it's like a really in-depth thing.
Right.
Like there's all this shit going on. Like, the point I'm at is that they're... the Justice League has this guy called the World Forger, which is basically like one of the brothers of the Anti-Monitor and the Monitor. He's mm-hmm. on their team right now because they're trying to team up to destroy Perpetua, who's the mother of the multiverse, the mother of them three. Now they have the Monitor on their team, and now they're trying to go get the Anti-Monitor, but I assume he's not going to join them. But
you never know. Maybe he's going to be like, hey, fuck it, I hit my mom. Let's go kill her.
Yeah, right.
He's got to join the team.
It's a really cool book, though. Like, I'm not going to go too in-depth about it, but it's really cool.
That's I want you to review right now on the spot.
I don't even know.
I'm kidding.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I did that for a few days, like trying to fucking get it. All I have is one more story, the Doom Justice War with the Legion of Doom versus the Justice League.
Nice.
And then I'm caught up to the Hellarisen, and I actually own that book. And I'm
does any of that have to do with the Doomsday Clock thing you were telling me about as well?
I mean, it does and it doesn't, because it doesn't, like, story-wise, they're different.
Mm.
Excuse me, burped. But the Doomsday Clock is a story that basically, because the New 52 changed a lot of stuff. Yeah, it changes a lot of stuff, and then people hated it. But then there were some good things that they did, because, like, they had to update it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rebirth kind of fixed it, but then you're like, why the fuck did Rebirth happen and all this stuff? So then Doomsday Clock made it all good. Basically, like, Dr. Manhattan from The Watchmen was, like, fucking with everything whole time. And then they, like, fix it, and now it's all good. And then AT&T's like, we're going to reboot the universe again. You're like,
wait a second. And you fixed it? If it's not broke, let's break it anyways.
Well, because I don't know what's going to happen in the DC universe right now, because I think this Metal might be the Rebirth they're looking for, unless... Because what happens in Metal is... Mm. Spoiler alert for the fucking current comics right now, if you're not reading it, but... What basically, at the end, Perpetua wins, and yeah,
what?
Yeah, whatever. But and then the Batman Who Laughs.
The heroes don't win. This is preposterous.
Yeah, the Perpetua wins, and then the Batman Who Laughs is like, it's like a long story of how he gets to here. But the Batman Who Laughs is kind of like her, like whatever. I don't know what they call it because I haven't read that story, but he's like her, like second in command or whatever, and she gives him powers to like remake the multiverse or whatever.
Oh.
And now like. Earth is like this weird like earth and shit, and it's like a hellish place where he rules, so that's where they are right
that's
now.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. But so that's what happens with that. It's an interesting story. I forget why I explained. Oh, because Doomsday Clock, because the Rebirth.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're gonna like go make it go back to normal, or it's gonna be like way different when it goes back, because that's sad, because Doomsday Clock was amazing.
Well, we'll only find out. At least AT&T is selling the game universes, so maybe Microsoft will buy that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And we get DC games from Microsoft.
I hope that they... I honestly hope if Microsoft buys it that they make them Xbox exclusive.
That'd be pretty cool. I feel like Xbox is kind of going to where, like, oh, like, being nice to everybody kind of thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been telling them, like, don't do that, which I don't mind. Like, I don't really care.
Hold
I would
Batman
rather...
hostage because we don't get Spider-Man.
Yeah, right. I would rather have all games just be on everything and just choose whichever operating system you like better, basically. But they're like, no, fuck you guys. It's too consumer friendly. Fuck all of you.
Why would we ever do that?
I get it because, like, competition and whatnot, whatever, fucking capitalism. But fuck, man, I just want to play Spider-Man and God of War and Persona 5.
And Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Oh, it looks so good.
It looks really good.
Ghost of Tsushima. I know you don't care about it, but it looks cool. It's basically like anybody.
Samurai.
Yeah, it's like Japanese samurai shit.
Oh, my God. Masvidal versus Usman. Oh. Holloway versus Volkanovski. We watched the UFC on Saturday. Oh. Honestly, we shouldn't even talk about this too much, but Holloway got robbed.
Holloway got robbed. Fucking robbed. My friend was texting me, and he was like, yeah, they went back and recounted, and they said that Volkanovski actually had more strikes. I'm like, of course they want to do that, because they don't want you to argue with them about who fucking won.
What?
Fuck those bitches.
He got two
Holloway
knockdowns. He got two knockdowns and won three rounds. He won three of the five. That's enough to win. And he got two knockdowns. Volkanovski won two of the rounds. I don't know. It was
close. The third one was close, but I still think Holloway edged it. That's the only thing that fucking pissed me off. I'm like, Holloway definitely took the first two. Third one, I still think, edged him over just a slight bit.
But he took the first two dominantly. Like, he clearly fucking took the last two. Mm-hmm. Like, Volkanovski's fucking rounds that he took were not dominant.
No, they weren't.
The fifth round was his best round.
The fifth one was, like, the dominant one for sure.
Which is what probably convinced them.
Right.
But anyways...
fuck that. Masvidal and what's his face?
He was not in enough shape. Better shape, he could stuff the takedowns better. Might have been able to fight him better.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, he was getting clinched. He was just literally just clenched up to the fence the entire time, getting still fucking stomped on by this fucking
Usman played a good giant game, man. Beat the fuck out of him.
I mean, yeah, he played the better strategy. Don't get me wrong, he had the better strategy because obviously he was doing it to win, and he definitely won with it. And I was hoping that there would just be like an all out brawl, but it was not, and it was very sad. I don't mind grappling. It's just. I feel like I like grappling only when there's like submissions and stuff like that, and there really wasn't much of that, so I was sad.
It wasn't a lot of grappling, to be honest.
It was mostly just rolling. Yeah, I guess just like rolling.
Yeah, more like wrestling and stuff.
But what was that? We shouldn't go too far into it, but that one D&D. Fight. Sorry, wait. That one fight that the dude was like getting pounded for like fucking like
Aldo,
2 minutes.
Jose Aldo. And he was getting
pounded on. The like, ref just sitting there like, fight back, bro. Like, dude, this man is gonna have brain damage by the end of this.
He was getting beat on for like maybe a good minute.
Yeah, that was terrible. Anyways,
D&D.
D&Dizzle.
Please stop. But I guess earlier this week, I just was like, D&D, I want to look this up. This looks pretty cool. I looked it up, just started doing some stuff.
I'm just fucking at work, and then like you texted me about something else, and all of a sudden I got like 7 spam texts in a row sending like things from D&D of like the races and shit. I was like, oh, we getting into this? Because I played D&D before.
Are we going to play? And I was talking to their friend or our friend Nicole.
Avid fan of Half-Past Sheev, as she should be. We've also... Oh, okay, sorry. I also want to set the record straight really quick. She finally watched Rick and Morty and has enjoyed it. She watched it all. So she felt called out last time when I said she didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to set that record straight for her there.
Did she like it?
She did. Well, assuming because I showed her a few episodes and then like 2 days later she's like, I watched all of Rick and Morty. I was like, oh. So yeah, she definitely liked it.
I mean, I think her issue was the animation style, and I can get that because with certain things I hate how it looks, but then it's just like cool.
Right, exactly. Yeah, if the story is good enough, then I'm like, fuck it, I don't really care.
But basically I was talking to her and she's like really into it. She's been really into it for a while, so then we kind of just like manifested this thing, and now tonight we're going to be playing
D&D'd up. Maybe we'll stream. No, I'm just kidding. Every time we say that, it's fucking terrible.
No, we're not streaming it.
We're not.
Basically, you want to talk about your character a little bit?
Oh, okay.
I have a whole fucking character.
Yours is completely fleshed out. Mine is like a very, not early in its infancy. It's just like not as fleshed out as Frank's is, because he literally like took an hour or two. Probably like an hour. Maybe two, I don't know.
Last night I was on for a few hours, and then like for 3 hours in the morning.
He was honing his craft.
I had no idea how to do it. I just fucking filled up my character. I just have to roll for my, like, what do you call them?
I can't remember what it's called.
Like my stats. The constitution. Like the stats or whatever. So I have to roll for those, and like my armor and shit like that. Charisma. Like,
But my character, at least the backstory.
Dexterity.
I already said dexterity, bitch.
Oh, fuck. You gotta say your race and shit before you talk about your
race. I know, but I'm just saying, like, kind of, chill, bruh. Fucking chill, okay?
Don't fucking tell me to chill, Holmes!
I'm chill, bruh!
I'm fucking calm! Eugene, shut the fuck up.
Oh, we can't handle you right now. Go sit in the corner.
Just because you do math now doesn't mean you're better than us.
Just because you've been playing D&D since 3rd edition doesn't mean you know everything.
Yeah, you fucking nerd. What do you like, superheroes with tights on, you boomer?
Oh my god, the best costumes ever. Anyways, I have an
Prefer Alan Scott Green Lantern. Go ahead.
Oh my god. Osmer, whatever the fuck it's called. Basically, the humans that have basically like deity blood from what I was saying. So like
demigods?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Well, they said, like, I don't know, it's weird, because, like, sometimes I see, like, oh, they're basically, like, half-angel kind of thing, but they're really not. It's basically just, like, you have blood of a god or deity in you. So, that race.
That's cool.
Very cool. I'm that race.
They have wings and shit on them?
Exactly. Not like, always. It's a transformation kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But you have, like, kind of, like, no pupil eyes and shit like that. And he has silver hair, and he's going to have, like, kind of darker, tanner skin and golden eyes with no pupils. So, he's going to look kind of holy-ish.
Cool.
Basically, what else? Oh, my class. I'm probably going to be a paladin, most likely. Maybe a cleric. I don't know. I'm looking into it. Two things I haven't really been in D&D before, only because I've only played, like, twice. So I think I've been a fighter and a ranger, which...
Pathetic.
Bro, you're a ranger, bitch. Shut up.
Spoilers.
Sorry. Cut it out. so I'm going to be a paladin.
I'm going to tell our really expensive editor to cut that out.
Oh, Eugene, cut that out, please. It's like we edit it for him to say something. Paladin. So I'm going to be a paladin, obviously divine manager, all that shit, because the race has a connection to whatever god or deity that you choose. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the one that you technically are offspring from, but you can be. So you're like, have that connection, so I'm going to be a paladin that fights for my god or deity, where the fuck it is. But then I'm eventually going to have like a something that makes me... I'm not going to go too in-depth into her background. If you want to,
yeah,
you
can, I'm not going to.
But basically, I'm going to be a fallen version of that one and eventually have a redemption.
Like a that, fallen that angel restores type my situation. Connection.
Right. So basically, I'm going to be like grown up and be like, oh, I'm a god, whatever thing I'm talked to from this god thing, pledge my life to them. But then eventually something's going to go wrong and I'm basically going to kill a bunch of people, become fallen because you sever your connection usually if you do something evil, and then be like, fuck, and live my life trying to redeem myself, and I'll have a cool redemption arc and everything.
Hopefully
later
that
on
can be some missions that we do, exactly, too. That would be cool.
But that's my...
What's your background?
I'm probably going to be like a noble, because I think I'm going to try to be like somebody who has like everything and gets everything taken.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. I knew you were going to be a noble, but I didn't even like put that as being your background.
I think that's technically that makes sense. Background.
Yeah, and then you're kind of now like... Well, from your story, you're like, family dies.
Right, that's what I'm going to be, I'm like trying to kind of, right, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm a guy who's like growing up with almost everything and like kind of privileged in a way, but then everything gets fucking ripped from him and he's like, fuck.
Yeah, he even loses his powers.
Exactly.
So. And then he fits right in with my character, which we're going to have them meet each other and know each other before we start the campaign. And my character is a drow with, he's black skin, white hair, so it's a dark elf for anyone that does not know.
Yeah, how do you not know D&D terminology?
Fucking puss face, you little pussy.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
So I'm going to be a drow, and the thing about the drows is they come from something called the, like, Dark Under. I'm totally fucking...
Underdark, I think.
The Underdark, which is, like, these, like, caves or some sort or something, and they're, like, banished there because they follow... Their religion is based around this, like... The Spider Queen, like Lolth, I think her name is. I briefly read over.
Yeah,
all
same.
The
that's
shit.
Why I don't know.
So
too
I don't
much
know
about
a lot,
yet.
But I kind of have an understanding. They follow this like Spider Queen goddess. She's bad, so they like kind of banished them there. And they have all communities down there. There's a whole trade system. There's even a trade language there.
Oh.
And the drow have their own sign language that's pretty cool.
Which is interesting. I feel like why would you have sign language if it's like dark?
I don't know.
Like, how do you even... I guess I have that dark vision, right?
Yeah. So my guy has a decent amount of dark vision, but... He's basically... To get the gist of this character that I'm making is he is not going to grow up in that Underdark. He's going to, like, have been raised in this... I'm not going to go into how he got here. He was basically born from his mom. His mom was in this prison that's, like, kind of like the Dark Knight Rises prison, where it's, like, a pit. But this pit has like villages on the bottom,
right? And you have
so
like,
it's like a fucking, it's literally like the ghetto. It's
right.
like
it's gonna be like everyone's a giant, like, giant fucking pit, and there's gonna be like villages.
It's not, it. Yeah, it's gonna be like a small town.
Well, right, yeah. I don't know,
like, and like the prison, the guards like throw down a giant thing of like food and like some wood because they would need to make fire and shit like right, that, right. like once a month, and they like kill each other over it and stuff. Mm. So he grew up in that like prison. And that it makes
he
a little.
He was born in darkness.
Hell yeah, molded he's by pretty it. Much Bane. He literally is Bane. No, I'm kidding. But it makes, like, an interesting character because he was, like, born in this. And then eventually he gets out. And I don't really need to talk about how. And he's basically, like,
living. He throws away the fear, takes off the rope, jumps the gap, and gets out. Puts a mask on and gets, becomes a luchador. Isn't he a fucking luchador in the comics or some
yes.
shit like that?
Yeah.
Alrighty, sorry, continue.
But he basically gets out, whatever. And... Sorry, someone just texted the Half-Ass Sheave Instagram.
Oh, they're probably like, are you fucking recording yet? Get this shit out of there, bro.
Yeah, right, all our 800 fans.
Oh.
But this guy gets out, and then basically this prison is kind of like a high elf prison. So all the high elves are like, what the fuck? First, they're going to be like, it's a drow, and we don't like you. And then second, he's like, I call it like the demon child, because he raised out of this like hellish prison pit right. that they all call it. Actually, the name of the prison is the Elven Wood for End, like the end or whatever. So
I think it was like Tella something. I remember Telloni.
Something. It starts with a T. But he basically can't live there, so he has to go to the land of the men to seek work. He does like labor and shit until he learns that someone's like, you could be a bounty hunter, whatever. He becomes a bounty hunter because when he was in the
put
prison,
your skills to use. We see you're quite proficient with a weapon.
Well, yeah, because when he's going to be a ranger. And then a bounty hunter is his background. And in his prison, he was trained by mercenaries that are in the prison how to use a... He was first taught how to use, like, hand-to-hand combat, because that's mainly what you'd use, because they don't have swords down
there. Right, it's not like they have weapons.
They have bows, though, because they can make bow and arrows. Right, right. So he was taught how to use a bow, and he's really good at archery, but he knows how to sword fight, because they would, like, teach him with, like, sticks and stuff.
Right.
But he's not, like... He doesn't really kill with swords.
Right.
So he's more efficient with the bow and his hands, but he does dual wield swords. Great. So he's a bounty hunter. And
short
then,
swords, long swords, daggers?
Right now he has two short swords and a long bow.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
That's what my character got, so.
Oh, yeah, because that's what you start with, I think, for ranger.
I mean, I'm pretty sure technically I could buy a short bow, but I think I'm just going to keep the long bow.
Yeah, just keep the long bow. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Better range anyways. I think it's better damage anyways, too. So I don't know if it really... Something they have to look into. I don't know if that actually like affects your character's movements or anything like that. So, anyways, continue.
That's about it. Oh, I mean, our characters meet in an interesting way, but we're probably not going to
talk. Yeah, we don't talk about that. We're still workshopping a lot of things.
Yeah, but we'll probably update you guys on our little campaigns and shit as we play. That'd be kinda cool. Yeah,
let us know if you want to know about that. I think that would be kind of interesting.
Or if you know any good insight on it. Oh. Our third companion.
Let us know if our ideas are complete shit, and we'll try to change it.
Fuck you. we're doing a three-person game.
Right, right.
So our third person is going to be a high elf, a moon elf, whatever you would call it, sorcerer.
Right, which will be interesting because we're both paladin.
Because you're the heavy-handed, like, two-handed, heavy-armor guy. Mm-hmm. I'm the archer, the sneaky archer, and she's a sorcerer. So
I like it. Because then you're kind of more like damage dealer, more of the tank, and she's more of... Possibly healer.
I'm ranger tank, and she's a healer with magic and shit, which we need. So it's perfect.
I don't know if she's a healer or not. Either way, I can heal as well. So I can make lights.
All right, let's jump into our first topic.
Or
should we do ad break?
What's going on? 26 minutes.
Yeah, it's ad break.
Ad break.
Mm-hmm. Ad break. We're gonna talk break about our ads. Three topics at the end of this.
And at after the, that,
next part. Whatever.
They understand, bro. They got you. Ad break.
Ad break. All right. Bad Batch.
The Bad
Batch. So apparently we're getting a Bad Batch TV show with the Clone Wars animation. Yeah.
Right, right.
So what do you think?
I'm excited for it because I always thought like the fact that they introduced those characters at the end was kind of like random. Like, why would you just like randomly be like, the Bad Batch? I mean, it was kind of interesting because like... I feel like that was, like, a Clone Wars arc, just, like, a normal arc that should have been put anywhere, but I feel like overall I was kind of interested in seeing a little bit more of them, just to see, like, more about their characters and everything, because they were interesting, because they were, like, kind of, like, clones with weird, unique,
X-Men.
They have, like, genes that are kind of different and kind of gave them, not exactly superpowers, but made them better in certain ways, so, and I actually read about it, I don't know if you did it at all, it's after the Clone Wars. So, like, it's going to be, like, them trying to find a new purpose after the Clone Wars.
Oh.
So I don't know if they were forced to do Order 66 or because they're the Bad Batch, they never had ships or how that works.
So without hearing the timeline it takes place in, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Any Star Wars stuff is great. I'll take as much content as we can get.
Right.
So, a show about the Bad Batch is not bad. I didn't really like their arc that much, mainly because I felt like the last season should have had different stuff going on.
Right, but like, it was a normal one.
As an arc, just looking at it just for what it is, I thought it was pretty cool. Like you said, it's interesting. A whole show around them, I was like, okay, whatever. But now that you say that's going to take place after the Clone Wars, which that is an era we've actually never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like, we've seen post-Clone Wars, pre-New Hope, or... And Revenge of the Sith, post-Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
But we haven't seen, like, directly after that. Like, technically, if it's directly after, Darth Vader's not even, like, technically ranked in the Empire because he gets that in the comic. Where
right.
The Stormtroopers are clones still, I guess. Actually, there was a few in the comics where they, like, try and kill him because they don't know who the fuck this guy is because he's got a lightsaber. Oh. And stuff, or he doesn't even have a lightsaber for a while, so...
They're like, fuck you, kill him!
It'll be an interesting time to see. It'll be cool to see Coruscant with the Empire shit going
on. Right, because it's going to be executive produced by Dave Filoni, obviously.
Which is anything... Dave Filoni wants to make anything. He wants to make a Princess Leia fucking show. He wants to do...
Let him do it.
Do Lando Calrissian show. You can do whatever you want, Dave
Filoni. Han Solo movie, give it to him.
You're fucking pure. Yeah. You're a fucking beauty.
But so it's basically going to be about, like I was saying, after the Clone Wars, and they're going to be, it's going to focus on the four clones as they take on daring mercenary
missions. Wait, is Echo missions. Part of it still too?
Oh, because there's,
that would be beautiful.
I don't know, because it says four clones.
Maybe Echo's one of the four. Maybe the other ones died.
Because wait, how many were there? Was there only three?
I don't remember.
I think there might have really been three, and then he was the fourth. So I think you're right.
So the ones I can remember this is that one, like, techie one, the strong one.
The strong one, the commander. Oh, and the...
And the shooter.
Sniper dude.
So it might just be the four. Maybe Echo dies.
Yeah, maybe Echo dies or something. But anyways, unless this is a typo and they meant five. It says, take on daring mercenary missions and struggle to stay afloat and find new purpose following the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire.
Interesting.
I just read something, too. I think it was basically saying, like... Fuck, where did it go? I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. Anyways, basically, I'm just going to give up on that. Yeah. But basically, it's just going to be them being like, what the fuck are we going to do? Because, oh, that's what I read. Sorry, I remember now. It was right after Clone Wars and before Rebels. So it's going to be like right in between those two.
Very cool.
Yeah, so cool. It's going to be...
And on top of that, we're also getting the Rebels sequel in Clone Wars animation by Dave Filoni as well.
So we're getting a lot of cool stuff. That's why I like... You know, at this point, just kind of like, fuck the sequels. Don't even worry about making new ones. Just fucking focus on all this.
It's whatever. Shit, yeah, just keep... they're fine. They're fine.
Yeah, they're just fine. Just leave them.
I've come to the realization that I like 8 better than 9.
Yes, I actually have as well. Yeah, we talked about this literally yesterday. We're like, fuck, is 8 better? Yes, it is. It definitely is. Fuck 9. It's terrible. Yeah,
whatever.
But overall, it's coming out, I think, in 2021, they said, so relatively quickly...
Oh wow!
Yeah, I don't think they put like a specific month, but they said 2021, so next year, and it's gonna come out obviously Disney Plus, so we can absolutely watch that. So we're gonna be getting a lot of like shows.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, because we have Mandalorian. You told me all of the Marvel shows are coming out.
I was actually trying to find that picture. We'll talk about that next episode. We'll talk about all the upcoming Marvel shit because it's moved back. We'll talk about that next week. So all right. Stay tuned next week. But we're getting Cap. I'm pretty sure Cap and Bucky. Show is coming out in August.
Falcon Winter Soldier,
yes. Right. So...
Which I thought they completely moved back, like, next year.
Yeah, same, so which that's I'm really cool, because then we're going to get that, and then in October we're going to get Mando.
Oh, really excited for Mando. Although I just read something that said Moff Gideon might be Force-sensitive or some shit.
Whatever. So, who gives a fuck? Dave,
no, I'm not saying it's terrible. I just thought that was kind of an interesting, like how's that going to roll out and be like, Force push and shit with the Darksaber?
But, I mean, overall for the Bad Batch show, that's cool. No, it'll be really different. I think what saves it, I feel like if it was just during the Clone Wars, it'd be like...
It'd be terrible. Like, why? Like, whatever. We have enough of that already.
Yeah, but that is very cool. It's like the same thing with Squadrons.
Right,
if that was during the Empire, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Right, but now that it's after.
The New Republic and the Falling Empire. Very cool.
I love how they're doing like...
All after. The eras. Yeah, they're doing everything. I love it.
Oh, it's beautiful. So I'm excited for it. I really am. So hopefully it'll be great. Hopefully it won't be terrible. But it's Dave Filoni, so you already know it's going to be...
Dave Filoni is going to be great.
Yes.
He's the best. He should be working on everything.
Please. Just have
him. He's better than George Lucas. Yes. He gets it more than George Lucas.
Even because I actually read something recently, too, because they were like, he gets it more than George Lucas.
He does.
They're like, the perfect power team is like Dave. Or maybe you said that. It was like Dave Filoni and George Lucas because Dave Filoni, like, stays Lucas's crazy shit back.
Yeah, because so Lucas has he's a brilliant, brilliant man.
Right.
But Jar Jar Binks.
For every brilliant idea he has.
Every amazing ideas, like 100 amazing ideas, he probably has like 3 absolutely catastrophic ideas.
Yes.
So Dave Filoni will be there to ground him.
Yeah, be like, how about we don't?
Yeah. Honestly, I'd rather just have Kevin Feige. What is Happy's...
Jon Favreau.
I'd rather have Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni just take over the entire universe.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry, Lucas.
I love Jon Favreau.
Just give us those guys.
He has been great so far. I don't care anybody who's like the Lion King remake, whatever. It was a fucking live action Lion King remake.
We mentioned that 2 weeks ago.
You shouldn't have even done it.
We get it.
I know. But
no one cares about the Lion King remake,
but
Michael.
Everything else he has done, I have never had a problem with this man. He is a beautiful man, Jon Favreau. No. Iron Man, great. I don't know, other movies probably also
great.
Mandalorian, no, wonderful.
Wonderful. On to the next topic. Ultimate Edition.
Okay, I was going to say, wait, what is it again?
Ultimate Edition. So I'm going to give you guys a little context if you're new here and if you haven't listened to some previous episodes. We have literally hated on Batman vs. Superman.
I think we might have given it like...
anything Scott Snyder's done.
We gave it...
It's a 0.5 for me.
We gave it an E. One. We dropped it below F. We gave it an E. E for error of existence.
Bro, E is before F in the alphabet.
Oh my God.
It would have been a G.
G for good for nothing. Excuse me. Wow.
Oh my God.
I'm just
going to
go die now.
It's okay. It's all right. You're fine.
I obviously don't know my alphabet. I'm too busy learning the Elvish alphabet from
D&D.
Yeah,
I'm going to learn how to write that, by the way. Anyways. So we hated that, and rightfully so. I went to go see in theaters with you. We went to go see in theaters. We're like, this was awful. I watched it again with my dad. This is
actually,
terrible.
Actually,
it's very.
I'm gonna bring this up.
Yeah, we've brought this up. Yeah, I.
You went and you're like, was that better than anything Marvel made? And I was like, no.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It was just a combination of all of them. But the issue was it was so choppy and it just didn't fucking make sense. And then still the Ultimate Edition basically. Fixes all that.
Yes.
All the annoying choppiness that makes it feel like a non-cohesive story, it fixes it. It turns into a 3-hour, very nice, cohesive story that is actually very enjoyable to watch. There are errors are still there.
Right. The scenes of the story
it's
that
it's more cohesive, right, and it just feels more like a movie with some mistakes, which is a lot better, and if they're actually gonna, if this Justice League Snyder cut is actually good, they're actually in good, they're in actually a good state at the moment.
Correct.
Because you got really good solo movies. Shazam is whatever, that's fine, they'll be like the Hulk.
Yeah, it was whatever.
Of their universe.
Even then, it wasn't terrible, but it's like, it's still not.
Well, because what they're hoping to do is get this Justice League, it do good, and then hoping that Ben Affleck will come back for the second Justice League, and the plan was
Which,
for him.
At this point, I want him to come back as Batman, to be honest. I feel like he's a. Maybe he it's was, just yeah, the no, way the fight was.
I agree.
Back,
I thought he was really cool. Let me just talk about this real quick, and then we're going to go right into, back into the movie herself. But their plan. Oh, shit. Our D&D Dungeon Master's here.
Oh.
Anyways.
You have arrived.
I just got a text. What was that? Okay, so they're if the Justice League movie does good, because Ben Affleck is coming back for reshoots, then maybe we're hoping he's going to come back, and what they're going to do is the plan anyways was to make Justice League 2, not immediately after, but they're going to do it anyways, because why the fuck not? It's just continuing the story. Batman was going to die in that movie.
Oh.
So, and...
Actually, that would have been terrible. Justice League 2, Batman would have died, so they're like, Superman dies, comes back... This one, Batman dies. Yeah. That would
so have been terrible. We'll see what the fuck happens. I feel like the story overall, their cinematic universe, is a lot better now because they have a lot of solo movies. So if you were to show it to someone, like, you wouldn't go from Man of Steel to Batman vs. Superman.
Right.
You'd watch Wonder Woman first. You'd watch Aquaman.
Yes, for sure.
And maybe Shazam.
Actually,
after.
Aquaman probably after.
I'd watch Aquaman before.
Only because they show him the first time in. Well, maybe.
I would just
before,
do a type of filler movie
it.
So it doesn't feel so close.
Yeah, that's true.
But we'll see, and then I guarantee you they're gonna do. Some
and then never, ever, 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 ever mention Birds of Prey or Suicide Squad. We don't talk about those. Sorry.
No.
They're better off if we forget those two movies. That's what we were trying to say about the
exactly.
Even though Suicide Squad is supposed to be right in the middle of Batman.
Well, they're making a new Suicide Squad, so hopefully that will work out.
Hopefully.
Which I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, but. I'm sure what they're going to do, maybe even they won't do a second Justice League, and they're going to do just the Flashpoint, and Michael Keaton's in the mix somehow. They're going to do some sort of time-changing bullshit.
Right.
I think it'll be amazing if they did Doomsday Clock. That would be awesome over Flashpoint, and bring the Watchmen universe into this universe. That would be fucking awesome with Dr. Manhattan. But they're going to do something like that.
Right.
And what I think is going to happen is they might... kill off Zack Snyder's Batman. Not Zack Snyder's Batman. Ben Affleck's Batman.
I was going to say.
And then the Matt Reeves Batman might have his own movies, and then maybe he'll come in from his universe and fill in his place.
Or maybe they'll do the Flashpoint, and the Matt Reeves Batman is going to be the reset Batman.
Yeah, which would be fine.
Which would be fine with me as well.
But back to the
movie
itself was great.
Yes, it was. So okay.
I gave it a B.
I gave it a C+,
which is a lot,
which
is
fair.
So much better.
So much better than the fucking.
And
F.
I feel like the reason why I have issues with it still is number one, that Doomsday scene, the apocalypse.
Oh, the
scene.
Yeah, the apocalypse scene. Yeah,
terrible. Just should have cut it out of the movie. Didn't need to be there.
Same Martha, am I too far? Am I too late? Or whatever the fuck he says, am I too early? It's like, there was no I mean, I guess if they're really planning something, but, like, you don't put that in like the third movie of your universe to already set up something like big like that. At least from what you're explaining what it was supposed to be. Like, I feel like that was like, it was a terrible thing to do.
There were a few like stupid lines in it.
Yeah.
Like the Martha thing was terrible.
Terrible. Should have completely changed that. That was fucking
honestly terrible. If that wasn't in there, I think that movie would be a B+ for me.
I would probably put it up to a B-.
The movie's a B- for me originally, but Batfleck fighting
that fight. So that fight made me want to put it up higher, but I'm like, I shouldn't put it up just because of that fight. But that fight is fucking amazing. See, from that fight, I was like, B+, bro.
I love the. See, I loved Batman in Batman vs Superman. I liked his Batfleck in the original one.
Yes,
that was the only part I liked out of it. Mm. But then they killed him in Justice League. He was fucking awful in Justice League. And then you're like, well, it doesn't matter, because Batman vs. Superman, he was cool in it, but that was a fucking terrible movie. Well, now it's okay. If they're going to fix both of them, it's good. Just give him a solo movie. Give us an old grizzled Batman. We want one movie. We want Under the Red Hood. We want Red Hood. We want Joker. And we want older Batman. That's done. Easy fucking money. You're going to make easily like $1 billion
as long as you do it right.
Yes. Literally, no, all you got to do is fucking look at the animated, the comic under the Red Hood. I mean, Under Red... It's not Under the
Red Something Hood. Something about Red Hood.
And then Under the Red Hood animated fucking movie and fucking copy that shit and just put it in a fucking movie. Stop changing shit. The comics that are great, like Killing Joke I fucking watched. Why? Why? The Killing Joke is the greatest Joker story ever. Not my favorite, but the greatest one overall.
Mm.
And the first 30 minutes had nothing from the comic in it. It was all about Batgirl and fucking Batman. What the fuck?
For me,
ending was so fucked. The ending's supposed to be this iconic thing where Batman, Jim Gordon's like, I want him taken in by the book, even though he was just tortured by Joker.
Did they do that or no?
They did do that, but the whole ending's supposed to be amazing where it's like, I want him in by the book. He goes up to him and then he tells a joke and then he starts laughing and he grabs him. It was so stupid looking. It's supposed to be so fucking cool. The ending was Batman either killed him or he brought him in.
Right.
Which wouldn't have made sense. Why the fuck would he laugh? Whatever. They fucked it. Back to Batman vs. Superman. You gotta do shit right. You gotta do shit right, homie.
Yeah. So I hope... So my biggest thing is I just hope they don't make it a thing to make horrible movies first and then just give us what we should have gotten in the first place after.
Well, I feel like they need to learn their lesson.
Yes, and continue from here.
And they need to just be like, okay, if we're gonna get this director... We're going to let him do what he wants.
Yes.
That's what they should have done with J.J. Abrams and The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
When we have not seen a successful someone like Obi-Wan less and just ruins the story. Like, don't... Dude, a 3-hour movie is fine.
Yeah.
So that's even fine a 4-hour movie. I don't fucking care as long as it's good.
I know. See, but that's the only thing for me.
Like, on the topic of J.J. Abrams, he's writing a Justice League Dark show for HBO Max.
Which I hope.
Which Justice League Dark is like Swamp Thing, Zatanna, like characters like that. Like Constantine, it's like mystical characters.
They defend
the magic of the
world. Oh, so right, because that's what Doctor Strange thinks.
They're like kind of like Doctor Strange would totally be on that team.
The Supernaturals is like, when you talk about like the Supernaturals are Doctor Strange, Ghost Rider, I'm trying to think
Penis of the other face. Ones.
Exactly.
Good joke.
Mordo, but he's a villain, so whatever. It's not the point. But anyways, I'm actually really excited for that too, because I'm getting more into DC and more into just comics in general, like trying to get more into everything. So every time you tell me something cool, like especially like J.J. Abrams or like somebody that I like as a director or something, I'm like, give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
We owe Zack Snyder an apology. You made
Here it is. So Zack Snyder, we owe you an apology. It's not your fault that the original Batman vs. Superman was so terrible.
It's the studio's fault that was like, we need this to be shorter.
I feel like all our criticism to you is fair for giving us the Martha scene.
Yeah.
But which, I mean, not a terrible...
Maybe it wasn't even him. Maybe it was the writer.
If it was you, you deserve it. If not, we're sorry. We're just two idiots that have a podcast. He's never even going to fucking hear this.
He's never going to hear this.
But... your overall story completely together is a good story. I gave it a B. I enjoyed it. I love the characters. I love the grizzled Batman. I like the dark Superman, even though a lot of people don't like that, but I like it.
He killed too many people in this, though. No, I'm just kidding. He's a Grizzly Batman. He doesn't give a shit.
Zack Snyder went out and said, he's like, get with it. Like, basically, you really think superheroes wouldn't kill people? I'm like,
no, that's true. It's true. But like, that was like a big thing about Batman, at least from what I've been knowing. But since he's older and like grizzled and like kind of darker, like he's branding people and shit.
Yeah, it's very much Dark Knight Returns.
I just didn't like how he used guns in the apocalyptic thing. But I mean, I guess he kind of had to because there was like fucking 20 people versus him. So
yeah, so
it's a whole different thing too.
It's fine. The movie was a lot better. So we'll see what happens with the Justice League, because that was not his fault, because a tragedy happened in his family and he had to leave and all that stuff, but and then they fucked it. Hopefully they're gonna get rid of all the Superman mustache scenes.
Yeah, that was I realized when I watched Justice League, or like when I just saw like some things from there, I was like, wow, the CGI is kind of trash. Like,
yeah, it was terrible.
I hope they work on that as well.
No, well, it's gonna be four as long, and they're literally just they have so much money, they're literally gonna change the fucking movie. It's honestly, I'm gonna tell you right now, I guarantee you it's going to be a new villain. They might have Steppenwolf in it, but...
No, I think they have to now, because the Ultimate Edition, which they replaced it with, has Steppenwolf, which I think was a terrible idea.
No, they can have Steppenwolf in it, but there's going to be a lot of other things. Like, there's going to be a Green Lantern in the end, and they were talking
about... Oh, you mean to have him, like, maybe just, like, alluded to?
No, Steppenwolf... They might just have Steppenwolf in the beginning. That's it. Like, just be, like, the beginning villain. Because he's not, like, a villain. He's Darkseid's henchman, like, kind of, like...
Right.
Second in command or whatever. And they might have Darkseid be the main villain of that movie, actually. They might just have him, actually, come in. I don't know. I was watching a Variant podcast, the Variant Comics podcast, mm-hmm. and they were talking about Superboy Prime maybe being in it, like all these like really interesting characters. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. All we know is Green Lantern's going to be in it, so which is a new character. I wonder and they if were like Ryan Reynolds. I don't know.
I like Ryan Reynolds. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like
redeem the character.
That's what I'm saying, because like he did that with Deadpool. X-Men, yeah. Deadpool and X-Men Origins was terrible.
Just give him a normal costume. The normal traditional costume with the white gloves.
That's what made Deadpool 1 such a great thing, when he was like, please don't make it animated. Don't make the suit animated.
Yeah.
Please don't animate it again.
And it was green. He made like a green CGI joke or something. That was really funny. Yeah, one of the best jokes. Yeah. Honestly, that was worth it. That was like a $500 million joke, but it was worth it.
Fucking worth it.
Probably more than that, but...
Probably.
We should probably jump to our next topic, which is our top five... Yeah, just to finish, man. Fictional. We both like it. Still has its issues.
Still has issues, for
not a great movie, but...
Good movie.
A lot better, and it's acceptable for a universe.
Yes, for sure. Now, just please delete Suicide Squad and Birds of Prey. They're terrible. They're absolutely fucking terrible. Awful. Never, ever
just talk about them again. Just don't even make a new Suicide Squad.
Please don't. You should just cancel it and put the money towards something else. That's not Suicide Squad. Fucking please, just give me a fucking Teen Titans movie.
Yeah, we all love the fucking Teen
Titans. Young Justice movie. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Anyways... Top five fictional characters. Okay. We're going to go your five, my five, your four, my four. We're going to do that.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? Wait, we're having nine? Okay.
And then we're going to wrap up the podcast.
Fuck, my fifth one.
Do you want me to go first?
Reconcile. I need to remember everything I was talking about.
So let me reconcile.
Oh, and I remember now already.
Also.
Actually, you can go first.
Okay, so my number five. Mm-hmm. My top five character is my favorite character from Lord of the Rings, Aragorn.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even consider Lord of the Rings. Oh, Aragorn is fucking amazing.
Yes. So Aragorn is a fantastic character in Lord of the Rings. I fucking love him. He's so awesome. He says the fucking thing at the end where he's...
I don't remember what he says, but he's
like, Men of the West!
Yeah, that.
Fight!
Yes, Andriel, the Flame of the West.
Yeah, he's so fucking awesome. I love him so much. He's just like a Dunedain, half-elf, half-man, and he speaks fucking elven. The best thing was in the Helm's Deep. He's like the leader of the fucking army. Mm-hmm. The elves came to help them. Like, it was very cool. Like, we have hope now. And Aragorn's speaking in elven, like, leading the elves and then the men. Bows and shit. Doing both. I remember that. It was fucking awesome. So he's great, and he is my number five favorite fictional character of all time.
I even think of Lord of the Rings, but I'm not even gonna, you know what? I'm not even gonna trip. My fifth one, I'd have to say so just because right now I can't think of all of my favorite characters. But I'd say my fifth one's gonna be Master Chief from Halo.
I don't understand why that. That's absolutely your fucking
fifth favorite. I do really like, but like, you know what? I feel like there might be another one, and I can't think of it. But anyways. Master Chief's my fifth one because first off, Halo's a fucking wonderful franchise, and they need to hopefully not fuck up Halo Infinite, the new game coming out. And I need to replay the Master Chief collection because it's a fucking wonderful story. Mm-hmm. Second of all, he's just fucking badass. I actually haven't played Halo 5. I don't know if you've played it at all.
I played a bit of it.
But
I played more multiplayer on it.
That's what I'm saying. I usually play more multiplayer, but just Halo itself as a franchise is a wonderful game franchise. I just don't want them to fuck it up. Everybody says the fifth one's terrible, so I just hope they don't fuck up my boy Master Chief, John117, my homes. But did you know that? This is number 117.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, Master Chief, he's just a fucking beast, so that's my fifth one.
Continue. That's very fitting for you.
Well, I feel like I had to have a game.
You're a huge Lord of the Rings guy anyway.
I'm not, but I do love Lord of the Rings at the same time.
So I like a bunch. Like, there's a ton of other
things. But no, to be honest, I wouldn't have put Lord of the Rings in my
top. Think about all the comic characters that I want to put in this.
True that.
Yeah, Master Chief is perfect. So,
dude, Booster Gold, my number 5.
Hey, number 1? Are you kidding me? Grima Wormtongue, number 1?
Who the fuck is that?
The nasty guy from, I don't know.
Oh, from Lord of the Rings? Yeah, Lord of the Rings. The guy who's like the is he the one who was, like, eating tomatoes all grossly? No. He was the steward for that one king, right?
No.
Am I thinking somebody completely different?
Anyways.
I'm trying to think who's Green Warren. Now it's bothering me. Anyways, continue.
We'll rewatch another
movie. We'll rewatch it.
But my number 4 is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
My favorite Jedi.
At number 4. Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess this is of all time. So, yeah. I can agree with that.
He's...
Uh-oh. What? Is our Dungeon Master saying something?
No, someone's body was found in the lake, so I just saw that notification pop up. Anyways. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Jesus Christ himself, great character. Ewan McGregor is beautiful. I love him. He's my favorite Jedi. Obviously, a Jedi is going to pop up on here. I'm going to say he's the only Jedi on my list. So
Is he the only Star Wars character on your list?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say right now I also have 2 Star Wars characters on my
list. Yeah, I basically just... Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so that's my number 4.
So, number 3, I'm kind
4, bro. You're 4.
Oh, fuck, number 4. Excuse me. Fuck. Yeah, no, I'd probably say Iron Man. I was going to say, do I want to put him higher? But I was like, no, I'm going to put him lower. Iron Man is probably my number 3 because, first off, he's...
Wait, what the fuck? You just said number 3 again.
Fuck, why do I keep saying that? He's number 4, excuse me. My brain is dead. Iron Man's my number 4 because I always love the technology thing, and he's kind of like... I feel like he's kind of like Batman in a way on Marvel's side because he's just fucking has a lot of money and then he does like a lot of things usually for the Avengers to fix shit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
As well as I just love the whole technology aspect. That suit of armor is so cool and how many marks he has. Like what? He has like fucking 200 at this point. I don't know.
Like, he's also like Batman and the paranoid sense are both paranoid.
Right. They're always going to have that like
control freaks.
Yeah. They kind of have that contingency in a way of like, what if this happens? What if this happens? Obviously, I don't know too much about him in the comics. I'm kind of mostly going off of the movies, but he's still fucking amazing. Plus he's always the one where like everybody's like, oh, you're self-centered, and then he's always the one to actually make the sacrifice over everybody else, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in the comics he's also supposed to be about like he usually struggles with a lot of like drug problems and stuff like that, and he always like overcomes it and shit like that. So
very cool.
Overall, I think he's a really
great character. Great, even if you're just looking at it from the movies, it's a great character.
Oh yeah, overall great. Oh yeah, fuck yes, in the movies.
I am perfect. All right, back to me now?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You're number... Now you're actual three, number three.
So this is Darth Maul for me.
Oh, Darthy Maul.
So Darth Maul is my third favorite. He's my favorite Sith, my favorite Star Wars character.
Okay.
He was massacred in The Phantom Menace. They fucked him, but Dave Filoni saved him in Clone Wars and Rebels.
Everything after The Phantom Menace, it completely fucking redeemed
him. He's so cool. I love him with the darksaber. I love him with his half-lightsaber. I love him with the double-sided lightsaber. He's an amazing martial artist. He's an acrobat. I love all that stuff. He looks great. I love his race. I think he's amazing. And I love him a lot. So.
Yes, Darth Maul is amazing.
He has a special place in my heart. So that is my number 3.
Okay, so my number 3...
Yes.
Trace San in Japanese.
Ooh.
Is, do I want to put him lower? Yeah, I'm putting him lower. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
I'm also an Obi-Wan fan. Sure. Because I was my Jedi. I was like, do I want to do Obi-Wan? I just can't fucking pick anybody. He is literally the purest.
Best character.
He's the best fucking character as well as he's a Jedi.
They also didn't fuck him in any
way. That's what I'm saying. He's never been, like, fucked over in any way. And he's the, like, epitome of the Jedi Order, I feel like. Like, he is a fucking Jedi.
Everything gets taken from him.
And he's still just like, Jedi, what's up, bitch?
You don't know, the Maul was like, I'm going to fuck this quote up, but he's like, the power of the dark side, whatever. He's like, the strong ones have the dark side. He's like, Obi-Wan's like, only the strong can not use it. I fucked the quote, but it's
I know
it's
just basically cool. Like we're you're stronger for not using it, right? Yeah, you're like, I'm like stronger so cool. When my light.
I'm pretty sure he says that right before the girl hits Sabine. What is her name?
The girl that
Obi-Wan liked when before she died. I'm pretty sure he said something like that.
Right. I remember her. Yeah. I don't remember her name, but I know. Isn't it Ren? W-R-E-N?
Did you say who the Ren? Fuck is that? No.
Somebody's name. Whatever.
No,
I don't know.
Her name is not Ren.
Well, because Sabine is somebody else. And all right.
No, I don't know my number two.
All right. Yeah, go to
Ren. Get the fuck out of here. Hold on. That's really bothering. What is her name?
I don't remember. I remember somebody's name is W-R-E-N. That's the only reason why I was
it's
like,
not fucking Ren.
When?
Would be Obi-Wan
love interest. Oh, lover.
Oh, Duchess Satine.
Satine.
Yeah, Sabine Satine.
Like saltine crackers.
Saltine crackers, indeed. Number two for me is the Dark Knight himself.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Batman.
I was trying to think of a horrible joke that I'm just not going to do.
I'm glad you didn't. But yeah.
The detective.
He's my favorite superhero. He's a beast in every manner.
He's not one. I'm really interested in who's number one.
Yep. I don't really know. There's not really much to explain for him. He's just fucking amazing.
He honestly, speaks for himself. You don't.
An honorable mention, to be honest. Like, my sixth would be Nightwing, his first protege. Okay. So Nightwing's fucking awesome, but he doesn't beat the other ones.
Okay.
Star Wars characters, Lord of the Rings. So that like Nightwing would be my honorable mention. But Batman at number two, there's not really much to say about him. He's Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, I've loved him since I was a kid. That's it. He's literally my favorite shit. Yeah.
My number two is Kylo Ren.
Oh! Yes.
Actually, Ben Solo specifically. Because I'm trying to think of it. He really is like the dark side user. But just overall, I just love the idea of his character is really cool. Just like the protege, like you think, like
Luke Skywalker,
right? Luke Skywalker's like basically like his pupil that's supposed to be like, yeah, I'm the grandfather of Vader. I'm supposed to be like I'm supposed to aspire to greatness and all that shit. And then he still kind of follows down that dark path. And everybody's like, oh, he's just a little bitch wannabe. But you know what? I think that's a cool part of his character. He's always like, it's cooler because he's trying to live up to that dark side and he thinks that's like the legacy of his family, but
he's not really a dark side guy.
He's always like, he has that inner turmoil about him, and I really love that about
him. I like that too. I like him a lot. He's a great character.
That's why I like Kylo Ren so much.
Probably the best part of the best part of the sequels. Yeah, okay.
God, it should have been about him, and it would have been so much better.
You should have killed Palpatine. Whatever, but a full circle. Whatever. Don't listen to me. You're ready for my number one?
Number one.
So, my number one.
The Drow.
The one and only. The Joker.
Oh, yeah, I should have guessed that.
So, he's my favorite.
Not the Batman who laughs?
No.
Jokerized Batman?
Maybe he'll be seven or something. I don't know. But. Yeah. The Joker's my favorite of all time. He's my favorite villain, whatever. I don't really know how to explain it. He just always has appealed to me. I like all the stories. I like how chaotic he is.
Frank's man who wants to watch the world burn.
He's amazing. That's why I hate Jared Leto so much. I don't hate the actor. I hate his performance.
Yeah, the performance is terrible.
It might not have been his fault for being that disgusting. What the fuck?
I know, your fish are just trying to escape. Fuck.
That disgusting Joker, but he's great. Majority of my favorite fucking stories in the comics are all
about Joker. Like Joker
pretty centric, much. My top three are Joker. My fourth is the Court of Owls story. My fifth is Metal, which DC Metal is kind of has the Joker in it. Right. Not really, but the top three are all Joker stories. So
very nice.
So yeah, that's my number one. What about you, good sir?
My number one, Goku.
Ah, very fitting. Goku.
Dragon Ball Z always had... Goku is basically my Batman to you, in a way. Okay. But like, obviously, you like Joker better, but that's different. But only because that's something that I grew up with. And just Goku overall as a character, because I know you've talked about this before, you're always like the underdog characters who kind of rise up.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about Goku, is because his whole beginning thing is just like, you're a piece of trash, you're lower class Saiyan and shit. And he's like, oh yeah, bitch.
Well, Dragon Ball Z is like your favorite thing, so exactly. It makes sense but that.
Just Goku as a character.
You've worn that always. Dragon Ball Z t-shirt one too many times.
I was actually looking down, I was like, wait, am I wearing it now? Like, is this perfect? But I wasn't, but yeah. Overall, Goku, great character. Extremely strong, some would say overpowered sometimes, but you know what, fuck you guys, I don't care, he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, maybe it would be Vegeta. Vegeta would be my honorable mention,
actually. Okay, so, all right.
Vegeta would actually probably be my sixth. Let's give you guys
a rundown. So, for me, my honorable mention is Nightwing.
Okay.
The first Robin, he's an amazing character. He's a hero of his own. I would argue that he should get his own sidekick soon. Oh. But whatever. Then my number five is Aragorn from Lord of the Rings, the King of Gondor, the best. A Dunedain has an awesome sword. Beautiful. Number four, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Best Jedi. Amazing. Love him. True character. Great character. Ewan McGregor, beautiful. Number three, Darth Maul, my favorite Sith. Love his fighting style. Love his character. Love the torment he went through. Love how he's like, I should be there. I loved the whole end arc where right. he's like, my master, the plan. He knew all the plan. Like, very cool. Number two, Batman, Dark Knight. Does not need to be fucking, no introductions needed for him. Number one, the Joker. Love him. So that's my list.
My breakdown. Honorable mention, Vegeta, Prince of all Saiyans, obviously, even though they're all dead, but that's a completely different thing.
Very cool.
Fifth one, Master Chief, he's kind of, obviously, if you've played Halo, then you already know fucking why. If not, it's hard to explain, but he's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Number four, I already forgot. Oh, Iron Man, no. Fuck, how can I forget Iron Man. Wonderful, obviously, best character.
Favorite Marvel character.
All of Marvel, yeah. I think. Number three is fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi, Jesus Christ himself, obviously.
Yeah.
Number two... Kylo Ren. Mm. I love him so much.
Yeah. Your favorite dark side slash...
Oh, they just need to have so much more about him.
Yeah.
Number one.
They will.
I think they will. I hope they will. And I hope it's not animated. Like, I don't mind if it's animated, but, like, I just want more live shit about him.
It's not a lot. I'm
very against that. And then number one, Goku, my homie. Son Goku is what they call him in Japan.
Very cool.
I don't really know what the son is, but I think it's supposed to be, like, wow, I can't remember what that's called. I don't know if you ever heard the Tale of the West or some shit. About, like, the monkey god, Son Wukong. That's what Goku's based off of.
The monkey
god, yeah.
Because they're, like, monkeys.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Because they the great apes, homes.
With their tails and stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, those are our top five fictional characters. But I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I think we're wrapping up.
Yeah, we're fucking 34 minutes into this part, so we
good.
Should wrap it up.
Like an hour 10.
Yeah, about.
Anyways, thanks for listening. I was about to say thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, fucking YouTube.
Yay! Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed our little talk about the Bad Batch, Batman vs. Superman, some D&D, and then our top five fictional characters. That's pivotal to know who we are. You gotta know that shit.
True.
Think of your own and write in the fucking comments. Write in the Instagram comments. Do whatever the fuck. DM it to me. I want to know it. I want to know your own top five.
True.
I love that shit.
I do love top fives, especially of the fictional characters, because it's interesting to see, like, everybody's different
opinions.
Like
a mixture. Of
what they think. Yeah.
Yeah, mine is basically just Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, DC.
Yeah. Mine's actually, I have a bigger mixture bit.
But yours is so you. It's like gaming,
Marvel,
and then
anime and then Star Wars.
So it's perfect. But anyways, regardless, thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on Half Best Eve Podcast on Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube at Half Best Eve. And in the wise words of Emperor Sheev Palpatine.
God rest your soul.
Do it.
Do it.
See you next week. We're going to talk about Marvel shows and movies.
We had a DC episode maybe this week.
Coming out. Wait. New episodes coming out every Monday now. No longer Sunday. Monday. See you next week.
Because it's easier for us. See you next week. Bye.
Yo.
Oh, we did a whip.